I'm going to be doing this with this microphone, so I feel a little bit like a lounge singer, which is a little strange. My name is Ronak Singhal. I'm one of the Nehalem's lead architects. Nehalem is easily the most exciting thing we've done, just because the performance that we're getting from it is pretty stunning. So what were some of the design goals that we had for Nehalem? When we look at performance, there are a couple of trends that you see in the industry today. One of them is that the number of cores per product continues to increase. So one of the options that we had with Nehalem when designing it was simply aggregate more cores. Don't change the cores largely from what is already existing in the Penryn generation, but just aggregate more of them and call that your performance benefit. We decided not to go down that route. So let's take a walk through a Nehalem, basically to give you an idea of what the Nehalem pipeline looks like. This is a block diagram of the Nehalem core. What I want to show you is basically what are the major building blocks that we have. We start with the front end of the processor. The front end is where we fetch instructions. To determine where to fetch these instructions from, we of course do some level of branch prediction, and we'll talk about that when we go through the new features of Nehalem. In the front end, we have a 32 kilobyte instruction cache. We'll fetch bytes from that cache, send them through our decoders. Again, it's a 4-wide decode engine. We can decode up to 4 instructions at a time. We'll decode those instructions into micro operations. Those are the operations that we actually execute on inside the machine. And we'll pass those micro operations down the pipeline. When they go down the pipeline, we'll send them to our execution engine. So the first thing we do in that engine is take 4 micro operations that are delivered from the front end and do what we called allocate them into the machine. What allocate means is to give them the resources so that we can track their life through the machine. And you can see a structure up there called the reorder buffer, and we'll talk more about that later on and how that brings us performance. We will then pass those micro operations into our reservation station. The reservation station is our scheduler. It is where the machine determines which operations can execute, when they can execute, and where they should execute. And we'll talk about the reservation station as well and the improvements we've made on Nehalem. The reservation station then passes the micro operations to our execution units. The execution units are the adders, the multipliers, where we do our vector operations. This is where the actual work is done. The other execution units of interest are the memory execution units. Where do I do my load operations and store operations? Those are tied to my first level data cache. As you can see here, 32 kilobyte in size. The other portion of the memory system that's new now on Nehalem is a second level cache that's private to each core. That's 256 kilobytes in size. If you don't hit in that second level cache when making a data request, we'll then pass you on to our third level cache and beyond.